Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of Community Seeds, Bert Cooper. Bert, good morning.
Hi, John Mark.
And Bert's visiting with us by telephone, having some little bit of car trouble, which I trust will be taken care of very quickly and efficiently. Bert,
so do I.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, Joe Mark.
You bet. Hey, we were talking here before we went on about a couple of people that you're very proud of that have gone through your program, and maybe at some point in the future we might talk with one or both of those. But tell me a little bit about these folks.
You know, John Mark, our whole purpose is to empower folk to do well, to get off of any old habits or hang-ups or things that have kept them from being successful, and getting back on the right track of life. And in the last 4 or 6 months, we've had two just exemplary clients who've listened to everything we've asked them to do, gotten into the right programs, gotten into educational programs, gotten into great housing programs, and have finished well. One in particular just graduated on May the 9th from Paris Junior College, with a degree in, with a certification in certified nurse's aide, CNA, and phlebotomy. And she's an emergency response, certification in emergency response, and is just doing real well. Was recruited by about 5 clinics and hospitals, has chosen to go to Medical City, Dallas, to start working for them. Will actually start on August the 11th. The other young lady is actually going out in West Texas to work for one of the hospitals out in West Texas. We have had great success stories with some of our folk. We've had some of our welders have left to go and work as far as West Texas and are making just an enormous amount of money per hour. So when people get it and they really want their lives to change, we're there to help them. Certainly we have people who get it a little bit slower, but bottom line is we're there to support them in their opportunities to have a fuller life, a richer life. The Lord says that He's come that we might have life and have it to the full. So we're just a part of that group of troops that help people along the way.
Now, Bert, to fully appreciate the story that you're telling here, you might explain what the situation with these two particular women, I guess.
Well, yeah, they're both women, not the welding folk, but those have been all guys. But we have had some ladies in our welding class. John Mark, you know, 18 months to about 2 years ago. One came to us about 2 years ago, the other one about 18 months ago. Both these ladies were in a very dark world of methamphetamine. Matter of fact, one says that she was married, and we said, you never told us you were married. She says, I was married to meth. Mm. It was like an ongoing relationship. Every day I woke up, that was my entire goal, was how was I going to pay for my meth. The other gal was not much better than that. So they came out of that. They came out of a party scene. They came out of unfortunately a scene where they were both used and abused by men and others, unfortunately. So it wasn't a nice world at all. They both chose that they were ready to get their lives on track. They were led to us. One led to us by a pastor. The other was led to us by a family member. When they got to us, we told them if they're serious about getting their lives on track, we would be delighted to help them. They both were serious about it, and as I said, the success is that they've graduated from Paris Junior College. Both of them graduated, by the way, on May the 9th of this year from Paris Junior College. The other one graduated in sociology and also has a CNA certification.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds, the executive director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak. And Bert, inspiring story, and we would like to meet one or both of those in the future.
Yes.
Now, your training program for nurses' aides is coming to a conclusion?
John Mark, our class started on June the 3rd, our CNA classes, certified nurses' aide classes, certified by the state of Texas to conduct those classes. And it has just been an incredible work for not only our kind nurses that orchestrate the class, but the ladies who made the decision that they wanted to change their lives by becoming CNAs. They have done very well. The class will end in September. We have a graduation service scheduled for October the 4th, the first ever graduating class of Community Seeds Certified Nurses Aid School. They had 100 hours to complete, 60 of those hours in the classroom, and then 40 in the clinic. They start their clinicals on August the 16th, and John Mark, we're just so excited. The ladies are working hard. They're studying hard. They have to test every week. The classes are Tuesdays and Saturdays, but these ladies are going to come out and make a difference in someone else's life.
Mm-hmm. And you're starting, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to start another welders training program in the fall?
Yeah, this one has not ended yet. This one has about four more weeks before its completion. The reason we've actually extended this class because the students in this class are actually helping to build the mechanisms and put the tooling in place so that we can go for our certification as a welding shop.
Bert, as someone who's listening to this, I can imagine someone might hear this and say, wow, this really sounds great. I could use some help from these folks. How do people get in contact with you if they're interested?
Yeah, they could go to our website, which is www.cseeds.org, cseeds.org. Or they can call us, John Mark, at 903-634-5673.
Good. Bert, listen, thanks for figuratively over the telephone line having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
It has been my joy. Thank you for your patience while I get my truck fixed.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.